Adopted. Item 982.
Authorize a competitive solicitation for the purchase of data center co-location services for an estimated $9.7 million.
Welcome. If you could give us your name and...
Good morning. My name is Carolyn Glass. I'm with BTS. We're here today seeking authorization to release an RFP for the data center move project, which will move our primary data center computer equipment from the Portland building to a local vendor-managed facility to be selected through this RFP process. This project will also provide a disaster recovery location outside of the region, managed by the selected vendor, that will provide a home for city data and critical city systems. Once we receive authorization, our next step is to issue the RFP later this week, with responses due by the end of September. These responses will provide clarity on the one-time and recurring costs we can expect to pay and allow us to provide our Bureau partners more information regarding the costs of future disaster recovery options. Releasing the RFP this week will align with the Portland Building Reconstruction Project timeline so that city computer equipment is moved before heavy construction begins in the fourth quarter of 2017. We expect to complete the proposal evaluation and return to Council with a recommendation to award in the fall. Due to the complexity of this project, this will fall under TOC for oversight. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Questions? So I'm just curious, what are the types of companies we expect to propose on this? Any other names we would recognize?
There are a variety of local companies that run data centers. Some of them have partnerships with other firms outside the region.
ADP, is that likely?
Generally, we would be expecting to hear from places like Infomart, ViaWest, Easy Street, similar kinds of companies that run data center environments for other companies.
And having a location outside of the city, is that's part of the requirement too, a data location?
So we're looking to have the primary facility located roughly within this region, within a 20-25 mile radius from here so that staff can readily get to it. The disaster recovery location is out of this region to ensure that our data is protected in the event of a disaster.
By out of this region, what do you mean?
Out
of the state.
Out of the state.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Okay, thank
you. Is that a legal requirement? Because it would seem to me one of the great ways we could do the urban-rural thing is put our data in a safe place in eastern Oregon, for example, that was seismically safe and make an investment in Oregon. But what drives the decision to be out of the state versus in a safe part of the state?
A fair portion of the driver there is trying to get isolation from larger seismic events that could affect more broadly the local region. Having the data further away from the primary location just helps us to protect it further. It doesn't prevent us from having future opportunities to engage some of these other data center providers for other needs as well.
What kind of criteria are there, though? Because there's some other places that are not in this state that are subject to tornadoes or earthquakes or floods or whatever. How are you going to be able to screen that out?
So generally, these facilities are built in a hardened state seismically and to the weather and other conditions that are in their area in regards to flood zones and some more disaster types of scenarios. They're either built to withstand or to not be subject to in the first place. These types of organizations generally build their data centers in a resilient fashion so that smaller issues wouldn't interrupt services there. And that's part of the point of having one that's here locally and one that's quite a bit further away, so that it's unlikely that any scenario would affect both of our data centers at the same time.
Well, I would encourage you to explore Commissioner Fisher's suggestion, because I know that there are data centers in Prineville, for example, and that an earthquake here, and especially as you just said, they're built to withstand earthquakes anyway, that it would be better perhaps to put it in eastern Oregon than in somewhere that might have a different kind of disaster.
Okay, thank you. Anybody wish to testify on item 982? Okay, seeing none,
excuse me, Commissioner, we have an amendment to this, the impact statement. was amended as a whole replacement.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded to replace the impact statement. Please call the roll.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Feltzman?
Aye. Okay, and then on the ordinance itself, please call the roll.
Novick?
Thanks for the presentation. This project is one of the highest priorities for Carmen Merlot and in PBEM, so really pleased to see it's going forward. Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
I hope we'll take seriously Commissioner Fritz's suggestion of canvassing places in eastern Oregon where we could have our recovery center. I think it'd be a wonderful statement of urban-rural cooperation and investment in a. I'm sure we could find a place that's reasonably safe. So thank you for your presentation. Aye.
Feltzman.
I want to add to that. As I recall, the state has an emergency data location in somewhere near Burns, Oregon, and perhaps there's a way we could co-locate there. It would make sense. Aye. Okay, the report's